This year, for the first time, Seattle residents will elect city council members by district, not just citywide. The new election District 2 includes southeast Seattle up to Mount Baker and Georgetown. It is Seattle's only majority-minority district. Asians are the district's largest ethnic group, followed by white residents and then African Americans. And one thing many of them agree on has to do with the cost of housing, as KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
In recent elections, the area that makes up District 2 had by far the lowest voter turnout, just 45%. In a classroom at South Seattle's New Holly housing development, some adults at East African Community Services are trying hard to get the right to vote. They're studying for their U.S. citizenship exam, which involves language comprehension as well as civics.
Coffee. I say coffee.
Coffee.
And my wife says coffee.
Okay, so, volunteer Carl Shudoff is trying to help these immigrants navigate the quirks of written and spoken English. Maju Diallo from Guinea says his biggest challenge is passing this exam. Beyond that, there's one issue that takes center stage. As he puts it, the house.
The big one is the house. The house in here is very expensive. Very expensive. The people cry for the house always.
Housing was mentioned repeatedly as the top concern for voters in South Seattle. In our election questionnaire, they told KUOW the rent is out of control, the average wage earner cannot afford to buy a home, and people of color are being displaced and priced out. Composer Wayne Horvitz runs a live music club and restaurant in Columbia City called the Royal Room. It's just one night spot in a now thriving neighborhood. Horvitz has been here since 1989.
There's just tons of stuff going on here now. I don't need to really leave this neighborhood that much to go to hear music, to see films, to, you know, and that wasn't true before.
But he knows that vibrancy can drive up rents and home prices, making life harder for his friends and neighbors.
The most important thing is that housing stays affordable. Everybody's saying it. I want to see them do more than say it. You know, having come from New York, it's why we moved to this part of town.
Some residents are seeking refuge in South Seattle from the even higher rents on Capitol Hill. There, Horvitz was shocked to see his son paying $500 a month for a tiny bedroom.
I mean, I lived in some really pretty, you know, intensely weird places in New York, but still, I had a toilet.
Horvitz says he doesn't have solutions to the housing crunch, but some business owners do not want to see more public housing. Pat Murakami owns two IT support businesses in District 2.
Stop building more subsidized housing in the areas where it's concentrated. It's simple. And then do something to bring jobs to the area.
Murakami points to businesses along Martin Luther King Way, which she says are struggling in the wake of light rail construction. She says that process cost the district some jobs. Olivi Less is one of the survivors. His family's Olympic Express restaurant is the only original tenant in the shopping center next to the Othello light rail station. The family is Muslim from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Malaysia. Les says they opened Seattle's first halal Oriental restaurant.
We saw a niche for that, and actually God, you know, bless us a lot with the success of this restaurant for over 25 years.
Now Les and his brother run the business, and he's a fan of the light rail line.
For our business, actually, it's good. We see more foot traffic coming through our restaurant. I myself support the light rail. I like it. The transportation is easy for people to get around.
Some of District 2's dining options are new, but with a familiar ring. Take Jackson's Catfish Corner in Rainier Beach. It's the descendant of the now boarded-up restaurant in Seattle's Central District, which was sold last year. The founder's grandson, Tyrell Jackson, decided to revive it down south. Right now, he's serving takeout from a tent on South Henderson Street, but soon he'll move to a nearby address where he hopes to make improvements.
It's my responsibility to now go out there, sweep every morning so people can see me with my Catfish Corner shirt on and say, hey, Terrell and his families are doing a difference down there. Okay, I'm going to put trash cans on the corner so people can start using their trash cans and things like that. Like, I'm going in there with a positive mind.
Tyrell's wife, Rachel Jackson, says they've simply followed their customers who have already moved south.
Everyone is kind of migrating more south from the central area. And so now it seems that there's a lot of people that want us here. So many customers have come to us and like, I'm so happy that you guys are down here now. It's easier to get to you because we don't go to the central area anymore.
Capitol Hill and the central area are not part of District 2, but the housing prices in those neighborhoods are clearly causing ripple effects in southeast Seattle. Community organizers say they're hoping for a lot of collaboration between the two council members who will represent these neighborhoods next year. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.